Good morning, it's Friday, the 18th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Friday is forecast to be sunny with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Overnight lows will drop to near 30, so have your scraper ready for a frosty morning. Saturday and Sunday will be a little colder with highs in the mid-40s. Rain is forecast to return late Sunday and possibly stick around for a bit. Now on with today's top stories. An employee at a Mexican grocery in Tacoma was shot and injured early Thursday morning when he responded to an alarm and interrupted a burglary at the business, according to police. The shooting was reported just before 3 a.m. in the 6400 block of South Tacoma Way, according to a tweet from Tacoma Police Department. The employee was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. The business, Los Amigos, is a grocery store in a strip mall with an attached restaurant. Police said burglars drove through the doors of the business, a technique that has been frequently used in recent break-ins in the Tacoma area. Sergio Pelayo, the owner of Los Amigos, said Thursday that this is the sixth time his business has been burglarized. Pelayo said his employee was shot three times. It's unclear how many people were involved in this burglary. Police said the suspects fled in a vehicle. NASA's Artemis I mission had a successful launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, but did you know that Washington State played a crucial role in the test flight? The Artemis program aims to bring humans back to the moon's surface and to prepare for space exploration to Mars, according to a November 16 press release from U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell's office. According to the press release, 42 Washington state companies contributed to the program or will contribute in the future, from seven counties including Pierce, King, Snohomish, Clallam, Cowlitz, Kitsap, and Spokane. Two Washington natives, Kayla Barron and Anne McClain, are also being considered to visit the moon, along with 16 fellow NASA astronauts being considered for the trip by NASA. In Tacoma, four companies are listed as suppliers of Artemis, such as Toray Composites Material, Stellar Industrial Supply Incorporated, General Plastics Manufacturing Company and General Plastics Manufacturing Company, according to a document of NASA's Artemis supplier data on Cantwell's website. A 35-year-old man who shot and killed a person at a Tacoma homeless encampment has been found not guilty of murder. Jurors determined he acted in self-defense. After about an hour and a half of deliberations Tuesday, a jury in Pierce County Superior Court found Thomas Andrew Pearson not guilty of second-degree murder in the December 3, 2020 killing of Patrick Nathan Chenerald. Pearson was one of two people charged in the attack. Michael John Red Cloud, 33, was charged with second-degree murder, accused of going to a homeless encampment with Pearson at the corner of 6th Avenue and South M Street because Red Cloud was infuriated by a different homeless man who broke into his car days before. According to court records, Red Cloud used a piece of lumber to strike at people in tents. Chenerald was in a tent with three others when Red Cloud allegedly hit the tent with the piece of lumber, concussing one woman and breaking another's arm or wrist. Chenerald stepped out with what looked like a firearm but was actually a pellet gun without an orange tip, according to court records. Pearson said, and he saw the man pointed at him. That's when Pearson drew his handgun and shot five times, fatally striking Chenerald. Police found the victim with two gunshot wounds to the back. The authors of Tacoma Police Chief Avery Moore's violent crime plan have painted a rosy picture of their strategy and called its first 3 months a success, but the union representing the city's rank and file cops alleges top brass is spreading a false narrative and local experts say the plan is fundamentally flawed. Local 6 Union President Henry Betts, a TPD detective, wrote in a letter to the city council, quote, TPD's artificially narrow focus on statistical improvements in crime rates in specific locations misleads the public into believing crime is down citywide. That is far from the truth, end quote. In addition to concerns about incomplete data, two University of Washington Tacoma criminologists told the News Tribune the plan puts addressing the root causes of violence on the back burner in favor of short-sighted police tactics that could exacerbate historical inequities linked to crime. They also questioned TPD touting the three-phase strategy as customized to the city's unique needs. During interviews with the News Tribune, City Manager Elizabeth Pally has maintained that the strategy is progressing as planned. City officials did not address criticisms from the Police Officer Union and University of Washington Tacoma faculty in response to a list of questions from reporters. The letter and Chief Moore's presentation can be read at thenewstribune.com. A 19-year-old man who was gunned down earlier this month while on a date with a woman in Steilacoom was identified Wednesday. Relatives of the victim described him as a man who had boundless energy and the personality of a daredevil. Alexander Shaw of Steilacoom died of multiple gunshot wounds near the 1900 block of Commercial Street, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. His death was ruled a homicide. A former boyfriend of the woman Shaw was with has been charged with murder, attempted murder and assault in the November 5th shooting, which seriously injured the 22-year-old woman. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.